USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Nearly all American troops are being pulled out of Syria. This, in addition to the troop withdrawal from northeastern Syria announced by President Trump last week. It appears the action has triggered widespread shock and accusations that the U.S. is abandoning the Kurds, a loyal ally who had bravely battled the Islamic State. The Pentagon said they wanted the withdrawal to be in an orderly manner. They say it could take many days or even weeks, but the security situation is rapidly deteriorating, as the Turkish army has already taken hold of many areas. France and Germany are stepping up efforts to stop the Turkish offensive against Kurdish-led forces. The U.S. withdrawal leaves open the question of what happens to Kurdish prisons that hold thousands of Islamic State fighters. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own here are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Top movies at the box office this weekend.
My mother always tells me to smile and put on a happy face.
The Joker with Joaquin Phoenix and Robert De Niro takes the number one spot once again, grossing $55 million. The remake of The Addams Family is at number two with $30 million. The new Will Smith movie, Gemini Man, is at number three with $20 million. The cute animated feature, Abominable, is at number four with $6 million. And dropping down to number five, the movie adaptation of the TV show Downton Abbey with $4.9 million. Cooler weather and higher humidity are helping firefighters against the California wildfire that scorched the San Fernando Valley Hills and forced thousands to evacuate. The blaze has burned 12 square miles, damaged or destroyed 32 structures, and is now just over 41% contained. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Sesame Street is taking on addictions like the opioid epidemic from a child's perspective. USA's John Clemens reports.
My mom needs help learning to take better care of herself, so she talks to people with the same problem.
That's the character of Carly as she explains why she was in foster care, because her mom couldn't take care of her, but is now attending meetings to help her with her addiction. Carly goes on to explain she, too, is attending meetings.
I go to a special kids-only meeting. Our parents all have the same problem.
The issue of addiction is part of the Sesame Street and Communities Project. I'm John Clemens.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is preparing to face a Republican challenger in a runoff election. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The Democrat Bel Edwards received 46% of the vote in the Saturday balloting, but he needed to exceed 50% to avoid a runoff in November.
I'm excited because tonight we are one step closer to four more years of moving Louisiana forward.
Bel Edwards will now face Republican Eddie Rasponi in that runoff. Rasponi, a Baton Rouge businessman. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.